You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts on Smoke Radio.
That's right, you're listening to The Football Hour with me, Dom Betts. Before we start this Fulham podcast, I'd love to say just thanks for supporting our Audio Boom channel and our iTunes podcast, because just keep following us on Audio Boom, keep listening on Audio Boom, and now subscribe to us on iTunes, and then our newest podcast will appear straight onto your podcast section of either your iTunes or your iPhone. So on today's Fulham podcast, I'll be discussing four things. Bottle jobs, why Fulham are such massive bottle jobs. Number two, why has McCormack stayed and signed another contract extension, his second in the 18 months he's been with us? It's 6 years ago today, when I'm recording this, which is Friday, that we beat Juventus 4-1 at Craven Cottage, and why have we gone so downhill since then? How can things go so badly in the space of 6 years? And lastly, obviously looking forward to, or maybe not looking forward to, Birmingham away tomorrow or today, depending on when you listen to this, and discussing what my prediction is and how we can win this or how we will lose this, etc, etc. So, starting off with bottle jobs. One, we lose to a set piece again. How many set piece goals do you want to concede? Like, whether it's a corner, a free kick, a throw-in. It's just getting ludicrous now. Their winner was a free kick from Lee Tomlin. My problem is here is the wall doesn't even jump. The wall just doesn't seem to care. It's like our players don't care. They did look sad when they walked off the pitch, apparently, but if you kind of defend and keep a point at home at Bristol, which is really, really sad, to be honest, but, like, jump at the wall, try block the ball, don't just stand there like a melon and let it go into the back of the net. It's just awful, awful, just awful defending. Next, the first goal comes from us losing the ball. Again, the goals are our fault. We're fouling them to get them win the free kick. We're not jumping in the wall, so the ball goes over the wall into the back of the net. Then they tackled us and they went through and scored their first goal to equalise. And it's just stupid. Just don't do those silly mistakes. Don't give the ball away. Don't be trying to do fancy passes. Just pass the ball nice and short to your players, through the defence, through the midfield, to your strikers. It's not that complicated. And once again, we can see the late goal. How many times is it going to happen this season? It's just so frustrating. And also, we've surrendered a winning lead at home twice in a week. That is just a disgrace. You know, we were beating Burnley 2-1 in the first half. Again, surrendering a first half lead. We end up losing 3-2. I know the penalty is, you know, questionable, but that isn't the point. That just isn't the point. You know, just stop surrendering winning leads. We probably would be, like, near off the playoffs if we kept winning positions. Just stupid. Yeah, just concentrate for 90 plus minutes. You're a footballer. It's your job. That is what you're supposed to do. And also motivation. Is that it's a lack of motivation in the team, because, I don't know, whenever we seem to win a lead, we never want to seem to keep it. We seem to always want to throw it away. It's just kind of, it's not very good at motivating players, because it seems like, looking at the highlights anyway, the first half, we blitzed Bristol City, we played exceptionally, exceptionally well. Then the second half, either they were more motivated than us, or we got demotivated, because we didn't seem to want it in the second half. Unbelievable. Just absolutely unbelievable. Number two, last month, Ross McCormack signed a contract extension. Why he's done this is just beyond me. We've had no sign of improvement since he signed that contract. Since he joined the club, there's been no improvement. We've been hovering above the relegation zone. That's where we've been for the last 18 months. It's ridiculous. Well, actually, no, for the first bit, we were in the relegation zone because we didn't win until, like, September in our first season in the Championship. Hopefully this means Slavisa Jokanovic has told him his plans for the summer, and hopefully they're big, hopefully they're massive. A massive overhaul to the club is obviously needed. I said that from last season for this summer, it sort of happened, but it sort of didn't. We're still as bad as we were. So hopefully Jokanovic can do the jobs Kit Simon failed to do and overhaul our club and get us back where we belong. And the Saturday was also proven why he's the best player in the league by an absolute country mile. That finish, that chipped finish over the Bristol City goalkeeper was absolutely phenomenal. Like, he is just exceptional. Why is he still in the Championship? How have Premier League team not picked him up? And another thing is why Gordon Strachan doesn't pick him. It must be a personal vendetta, because he's the best player who's Scottish. There's no debate about it. Lee Griffiths, no way. Oh, it's just so frustrating, because, yeah, I want him to stay with us and help us get to the Premier League, but I know he's good enough for the Premier League, so why a Premier League team hasn't gone for him is beyond me as well. Number three. So today, I work up social media, and we were all reminiscing back to when we beat Juventus 4-1 at Craven Cottage on that Thursday night. It's been 6 years. I mean, I'd expect, at the time, if you said 5 years, where do you think we'd be? I think a bit around the same point, in Europe, or challenging for European places, but nowhere are we in the Championship relegation battle. How have we gone from a Europa League final to a Championship relegation battle in less than 6 years? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And is this down to a managerial? Is it down to the players who've changed over the years, obviously? Or is it a higher problem? Is it the chairman, the board, the directors? Is it their problem? Like, let's look at our managers. So, since then, we had Roy Hodgson, who left for Liverpool after we got to Europa League final. Obviously, we've been sort of going downhill ever since. Then Mark Hughes came in. He had won a really good season for us. He didn't start very well in January. Like, I was one of them calling for his head. But he did exceptionally well in the second half of the season, and he got us into a top half finish, which I respected, and I wanted to stay on. But then he said we lacked ambition, and this rifle fired up Fulham fans, saying, what do you mean lack of ambition? But now you can see where he's coming from. Al-Fayed was selling up, and he didn't exactly pass it on to the best new owner in Shahid Khan, although he has splashed the cash, which is what we always wanted, and Al-Fayed never did. So, you know, it's quite hard to discuss. And then after that, we had Martin Yole, who tried to get Fulham playing this nice continental football. I mean, it worked all right for the first season and a half, but then in his second season, after we beat QPR at home 3-2, and I mean, we nearly messed up. We nearly just got rid of our 3-0 lead because they got two goals back in the second half. So, yeah, ever since then, we've been properly propelling downhill. So then the next season, he was sacked. And then Felix Magath was brought in. The less said about him, the better. Then Kit Simons. And now Slavisa Djokanovic. I won't really count Stuart Gray. He doesn't really count. He's just another caretaker manager, isn't he? So is it a higher problem? Is it down to when Al-Fayed sold up and then went to pass on Shahid Khan? Was that change something that was caused us to be in position? I don't think so, because Al-Fayed was selling up. You could sort of tell he wasn't really spending much money. He did get rid of all our debts, which you can't, and you have to love Al-Fayed. He's, without him, we would be probably in the conference or we've gone bust by now. But the thing is, Martin Yole should have gone that summer when Shahid Khan came in. This is what I believe, because he had an awful second half of the season. We just about escaped relegation. But it's because it's a new owner. He doesn't want to sack a manager when he comes in straight away. That was the issue. If we brought in a new manager, I don't know who at the time, but I can't really think about it at the time. But if we brought in a new manager, then we would have stayed up that year. Oscar was perfectly well good enough to stay in that league. But what did we do? We just got relegated. And in the Championship last season, we were terrible. Kit Simons did his job. He was brought in to keep us up, and he did that. And I think he got sacked unfairly, but that was a club decision. I stand by it. That was an all right decision looking at it now. Maybe not. I mean, like, if Djokanovic came in straight away, then yes, it would have been a great decision. But it's because we left it, 2 months before we got Djokanovic, who was just ridiculous. And how long is it going to be before we get back where we belong? I don't know. My heart says, oh, we can get playoffs next season. We could go up then. But then I look at how badly we've been this season, and it's just, no, we won't. But it's all depending on what Slavisa Djokanovic can do this summer, I believe. I believe where we belong is the top half of Premier League table. That's where Fulham belong for me. Right, that's where we belong. We were there for a good 3 or 4 seasons, and we were a Premier League team for 13 years. So, you know, we do belong mid-table to the top half of the Premier League. And how long before we get back there? I'm going to say 5 years. I would hope we're back there within 5 years, but you never know. We could do a Blackburn and a Bolton, the teams who've been in the Premier League a long while, get relegated and just stay in the Championship. Just mediocrity, mediocrity, mediocrity. Same with Middlesbrough. Teams like West Ham and Newcastle or whatever just went straight back up. That's what I was hoping we would do last season, but we never did. And that's enough, like, making me feel more depressed about the state of Fulham Football Club. Lastly, we have Birmingham away on Saturday, so it's either today or tomorrow when you're listening to this. So, Birmingham away. We have a good record against them at St Andrews. We've only lost one of our last 4 games there, and we've won our last 2. We won our first game of the season there last season in Kit Simon's second game in charge, I believe. And, you know, that was a great atmosphere that day. Hopefully the atmosphere is as good tomorrow. Secondly, it's proof we can, if we concentrate away from home, we can pull off exceptional performances, such as QPR and Bristol, which I keep bringing up week by week, I know. But we can, if we concentrate for the 90 minutes, or at least 70 or 80 minutes. But we just can't seem to do that. So, yes, we can win. So I'm going to go for a 2-1 prediction, because I think the starting 11 is going to be changed massively for tomorrow. Because the under 21 squad in midweek had no fringe squad players like the likes of Corley Woodrow, etc, etc. That was just my phone going off anyway. But yeah, there was no change. There was no first team fringe players in there. So hopefully that means he's changing things up. He's gonna make a point to the players that your places here aren't there for definite. Like, there are other players who can take your places. So thanks for listening to this week's Fulham podcast on the Football Hour. It's your time. Make sure to follow our channel on Audioboom, audioboom.com/thefootballhour, and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Just search the Football Hour on the iTunes store. So yeah, I've been Dom Betts. You've been listening to Football Hour, and I'll see you guys next time.